because he's a guy with not a lot of experience. But what do you see from him on film, and do you feel like he's a guy you can rattle?
He's a playmaker, and that's what he shows on film. And you know, you got to respect him for just his come up type of thing. And you know, he plays hard, he plays with a swagger, and he got the team behind him. So we gotta go out there and just affect him and stop the running game.
When you can see that the other team has a guy who they believe in now. You know what I mean? He's kind of got a little thing going. You know, what's the key to stopping that belief? You know, is it getting on them early or something like that?
Winning. You know, just winning and doing what we can to slow him down, slow the running backs down, and, be efficient.
Has there been any frustration in recent weeks about you guys are putting a ton of pressure on guys, but not getting the sacks? I know sacks come in bunches, as they say, but it just seems like you're always around them. But
I mean, that's just as effective as getting a sack. Last game, a couple hits turned into picks type of things. You know, so as long as we stand around them, making them uncomfortable, we're doing what we can. It's hard to get a sack. You know what I mean? Everything has to be on point. And proud of the guys how we continue to rush hard and continue to fight every play and just keep going.
Does it get frustrating sometimes, though, when you do keep – and there's so many pressures that, and it doesn't end with.
I mean, I want to win. I don't care about my numbers. I don't care about stats. The only stat I care about is our record. And if me getting 20 pressures, no sacks, and we win, that's fine. You know what I mean? So the sacks are sacks. You can get off the ball with no O line. You can still throw the ball before you get there. So it's like everything has to go right. But up front, we pride ourselves on whooping the guy in front of us and affecting the quarterback.